all of our sins away. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the redeeming blood of Messiah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and bless him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for that we do bless you, Father. We thank you, we praise you. We exalt you this day for all things. Now bless your word tonight that it may be an inspiration to the hearts of thy people. We thank you for truth and righteousness. Anoint us all that our hearts may receive your word of faith. That we acknowledge you in all things. And in that we do bless you and thank you and you all shew us mighty name. And the saints declare it with a hearty hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. What a wonderful hour and time that Yahweh has granted unto us to be in this time. And that is to bear forth the witness of his profound truth. And that his integrity is in his name. And the name of Yahweh is above all names. There is no other name like that name. Neither shall there ever be a name like the name of Yahweh. And he intends his people to bless and to extol his name above the heights of the heavens, that it may bring honor and great exaltation as to who he is. It's a tremendous hour that we are living in, the forces of darkness that battles against the integrity of Yahweh. We see the things that are transpiring naturally, and the sadistic minds of men today. This is a small thing that has transpired in Iraq. Yet, the leaders of the nation says that this is not representative of this nation of America. And yet, it is so. This is a nation that is filled with rapists and murderers, thieves, fornicators, adulterers, liars, perverts. The television are filled with perverted things. The children are perverts. The fathers are perverts. The mamas, daddies. And so they say it's not a representation of America, what those soldiers did. And yet it is. One of the nations that more prisons than any nation upon the face of the earth. Pornography is one of the largest business here in America, one of the most largest conglomerates there is in America. It sells more than all the pro football, sports, and all the music together combined. Pornography. And so we say that this doesn't represent this nation, what they did. Actually, it is a carbon copy of the sadistic, corrupt, wicked nature of this nation. It is a nation that has rejected Yahweh. And because it has, he has cursed this nation. And the only way that you are not going to be brought under the bondage of that, that you acknowledge him. That you give great esteeming and honor to him, to the Father. And so they are railing today and they don't know what to do because of what things are transpiring. This world is sadistic. America is a very sadistic nation. Wicked. Full of wickedness. It's sown from the cradle to the grave. They do wickedness. They are lawless people. Our children are not taught the laws because we haven't been taught the laws. They don't understand the commandments of Yahweh because we have not been taught them. So we play with that as some kind of little plaything, little church anity. That's what it is to us. And that's what it's been. And yet Yahweh, this is the strength of his kingdom government. His commandments and his laws, his statutes, his ordinance and his judgment. And so they wonder why these young men and those young women are doing what they're doing. And the commanders are commanding them to do that because America's that way. It's steeped in pornography. They love pornography in this nation. They love these perverted things. The prison houses are filled with murderers, drug addicts, thieves, liars, and embellishment. They're embellishing the monies, they're stealing. And so the nation is just that kind of a nation. So this shouldn't be a surprise to us what things they're doing. It doesn't surprise me. Not one bit at all. They've been taught that. They've been taught to do or to go against the laws of Yahweh. We've been taught that. And Yahweh is bringing this nation, and He is going to do that, saints. You don't need a prophet to tell you that. You have a man of Yahweh to tell you this today. Her sins and all of her corruption, she shall pay for it. Yahweh is not mocked. Be not deceived, my friend. Yahweh is not mocked. I said to us on the straw box, why are we so deceived? Why? Because we mock Yahweh. Men today, they mock Him. He doesn't mean that. He means exactly what He says. And because we have mocked Yahweh, we have mocked Him. They mock His name. They mock His laws. They mock His feast days. They mock everything there is about Him. They put everything before Him. They put their own corruption, their own sadistic hearts. They will disallow the laws of Yahweh to satisfy their flesh. And to satisfy those things that they believe are for their advantage. And yet they will do away with the commands of Yahweh and say that these are not relevant for this hour. And they are relevant. Intend for us to come out from among this wicked nation. To be a separate people that we can worship Him. That's the separation now. That there's a pure worship unto Yahweh. And Scripture tells us how we get there. And Scripture tells us why we must get to that point. Why? Because Yahweh seeketh such. His heart is so desperate for that, that He seeketh such that worship Him. Now who is the Him that we are worshiping? We're not worshiping man, we're worshiping the Father. And for us to understand who He is, we must know Him and His name. You know, they cut off that young man's head. What a sadistic thing they did. I was talking with Deacon Benny. I said, I can see if they just took a sword, a sharp knife, and just cut it off. But they literally sawed it off. And when they began to do that, he began to holler. First of all, I know when I saw that name, I knew when I saw that bird, that he was a Jewish man, or you're them. I knew that. And so they had that young man, and they literally sawed his head off. With a knife, cut the young man's head off. What a sadistic, wicked, perverted world. And as they did that, they were crying, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. That simply means, all that means is God is great. That's what Allah Akbar is. God is great. Now what God would cause a man to do that? Now that's murder. That's sadistic. It breaks the commandments of Yahweh. That their God, Allah Akbar, God is great. That's all that means, Aramaic, Allah Akbar, God is great. Now what God, what spirit in a man, that it would cause him to say that his God is great, that he could commit such a hideous crime, and do something that was such wicked intent that there is no remorse and no feelings behind it. There's no guilt. It's a sense of pride. It's a sense of accomplishment. What kind of sadistic mind is that? Well, the minds of the people of Yahweh are the same because we have no shame of our sins and our corruption. We literally mocked Him. And Scripture tells you, be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. So you will mock Him and say He's foolish. You will laugh at Him and say He doesn't know what He's saying. Yahweh is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if a man sow to the flesh of the flesh, that man reaps corruption. And when a man sows to the spirit of the spirit, then that man shall reap life everlasting. There is no time to do any flesh sowing. It's time that we walk in the counsel and the principles of the laws of Yahweh. There's no time to compromise the truths of Yahweh. And to question what He says. He never told you to do that. He simply said that if we have His Spirit in this hour, He that hath ear, the Spirit of Yahweh, then listen to see what he has said unto the assembly, to his house, to get out from among them, and separate yourself, and make yourself separate. For the great wrath of Yahweh is about to be poured out, and his vengeance is about to be poured out upon the face of the earth. And America is not going to escape her sadistic ways, her corrupt, evil propensities to do everything that's corrupt. Now you search your own hearts and see how it is so easy taken and given over unto corruption, to deception, lies, and wickedness. And that your mind is always gravitating to those things that produce death in you. And there's a constant divide between you and the Father, whereby his laws do not prick your hearts, whereby the Spirit of his truth never intervenes and literally shows you the sin and the corruption that has inundated your heart, whereby there's no liberty or freedom to acknowledge him, to free yourself from it. And so you constantly walk in the same sins and the corruption that you defy him. And in doing that, you mock him. You literally laugh at him and say to the Father, it is not relevant what you say. It has no depth at all. And it certainly has no meaning to me. Now, I know how our minds think that we don't say that to him. But that is what we say to him. That is how you respond to him. Yet when the powers of hell began to speak to your mind, you follow them thoroughly. You obey what they say without any questions. You do what the spirit of darkness speak to your carnal mind. And you do that without any question at all. Yet when he always speaks to you, you question everything he says. Something is wrong. And the reason why, because the very principles of his laws are missing from the hearts of this generation. He will only write his laws and his truth in the hearts of those that are his. So there are many counterfeits today. There are many pretenders and false ones. And that's the truth. When a man loves him, he keeps his commandments, his laws. He obeys what the Father says. That's New Testament doctrine. That's not Old Testament doctrine. That is New Testament doctrine. So you can't say you love him and you denounce his commandments and his laws. If a man loves him, he will keep his commandments. He will keep it. When a man doesn't love Yahweh, then he will go against his commandments. He will transgress against the Father. America is going to come down. Her institutions are going to fall. Her wealth is going to be brought down to the streets, whereby we have no value or no strength at all. She's not going to buy her way out. She's not going to cry her way out. And she's not going to repent her way out. Only the house of Yahweh, the house of Israel, shall be delivered. He shall bring his house out of Egypt. And he shall cleanse them of that corrupt spirit of Egypt from their hearts. So she's not coming out. Not at all. And these charlatan, lying, deceitful politicians, saying this is not a microcosm of America, this is the spirit of America. She's sadistic. Your daughters are sadistic, wicked, and corrupt. Why? Because that wicked thing they call the television, it has corrupted the very souls of the people. It has taken their souls. That's why people that watch that, you see the death in them. It has taken their souls. And it has replaced it with another spirit. That's the truth, saints. She's going to die too. She's going to die. She's going to die. That's why it behooves you to save yourself. How do you do that? You keep his commandments, his laws. You obey the Father and do what he says. People are searching for all kinds of things, but they're not seeking the truth. They're not seeking him. You seek him, you will find him. They're seeking things that line up with their doctrines or their traditions or their feelings. You will never find him that way. You will never find truth that way. You will never. Because it doesn't placate with your feelings or your emotions. Truth tells you what it is. And it is factual, whether you believe it or not. That's what truth is. And so we want to find this appeasing factor that allows us to do what we want to do in our own time, the way we want to do it. And then those things of Yahweh, we can add them a little bit at a time. But it doesn't work that way. You can forget that. And that's the truth. So you can find you anyone you want to. You can find them that will satisfy your flesh. And they will do that. It is one thing that Yahweh will do. He will cut your flesh. He will cut down to the inward parts of your soul and show you how vile you are and corrupt you are. I said to the young Baptist preacher today, I said, if anything the folks can say about me, let them just tell you I rebuke, because I'm a rebuker. Scripture tells me to do that. So I rebuke, I reprove, rebuke with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure. They won't endure sound doctrine. So I will rebuke. I will tell them their sins and their corruption. Their vile, evil, sadistic ways. The hearts and the heart of man today. The heart of man is controlled by the powers of darkness. There's no light in them. But a man despises Yahweh's truth. There's a power of darkness dwelling in that man. Shaitan is the ruler of his conscience, of his mind, and his spirit is overtaken by seductive demonic power, and they rule in that man. And there are application and evidence in scripture whereby we can see the signs and the reaction of these vile things when they confronted Almighty Yahweh in the presence of Messiah. And so that's the heart of man today. America has sown. She has sown corruption. She has stole. She has pillaged. She has robbed. She has destroyed. She has lied. And she's going to reap all of that. And so it behooves us to get under the covering or the covenant of Yahweh, that the wrath of this power of Yahweh will not be poured out upon you. She's going to crumble. Like a drunken Jezebel, she's going to fall. She's going to fall without, and her lovers are going to forsake her. They're doing that now. They don't love her. They despise her. She's an arrogant whore. She's a Jezebel. She's ruthless. She wants her way. She takes advantage of every people, every ethnicity, every poor people. She takes advantage. She robs them of their riches. And you have enjoyed all those things. So that's why Yahweh wants us to get from under that spirit. Love not the things of this world. That means your mama, your wicked sons, your unrighteous daughters, you leave them be. You set your affection on things that are above. And Yahweh means what he says. He's not this land out of sight. For all that is in the world, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride. My son, my daughter, this my daddy, this my brother, this my aunt, this my uncle. No, that's wicked. He is my father. And so he warns us not to love those things. He means what he says. Your sadistic sons and daughters reject your way. They curse the very one that made them. If any man is a friend of the world, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity against your way? And Yahweh means what he says. I don't care if any of you will never love me one drop. It makes no difference at all. Scripture tells you that. If any man loves the world and the things of the world, don't tell me the love of Yahweh is not in you. I don't care how much you say you love him. It's not there. David says, search me. Try my heart, Yahweh. See if there be any wicked thing in me. Any corrupt thing. He said, I hate them with the perfect hatred. He hated them. He despised them. Yahweh, he still hates them. He's angry with the wicked every single day. When you disobey him, you are wicked. You can play this little lolly-tooly, type little popsicle candy love all you want to. It doesn't work with the Father. It doesn't make any difference whether you receive it or not. I will speak what He always says. There's a man that writes me, there are things he doesn't agree with, and yet he writes me and tells me, you're doing good, but you need to do this. I say, man, why do you even listen to me? Undoubtedly, Yahweh intends for you to know something and to learn something. So he sits there and he listens. He sits there and he listens. Why? Because this is a corrupt nation. I'm telling you that, saints. And America is going to pay. Your mom and your dad is a part of America. Your sons and your wicked daughters. Sure they are. They're part of this wicked mess. Whoa. I would say to you, brothers and sisters, you save your house. You keep your sons and daughters under the covering of Yahweh. That's right. Lehan suddenly, oh no man, be ye not a partaker of another man's sin. Yahweh means what he said. It is going to take men that possess the anointing of Eliyah. That they will not resist the laws of Yahweh. And they will speak the truth. Despite what man says. Irregardless to how they perceive him today. Irregardless how they reject him. They will speak the truth uncompromisingly without any fear or trepidation of man. Period. I have no fear. I have no trepidation of man when he comes to his truth. I don't care who the man is. And that's the truth. I won't compromise that. I was speaking with boldness. I know that there are men that can't bear what I preach. I know that. I understand that. But you stay in your place, my friend. And just listen. Now don't challenge what I preach, because once you do that, then that's when you're in trouble. We will go to the scripture and see what scripture says.
May Yahweh bless you and keep our hearts strengthened by the word of faith. We may press on in this hour because we believe that there's a hope and the promise of His truth. We must wait upon the manifestation of that truth to be revealed. And when that truth is revealed, it brings forth the excellency of His anointing. And that's the willingness to obey Him and to do what He commands us to do. And we do that wholeheartedly. We don't do it with speculation and doubts. We don't do it with questions or suspicious. We simply obey the word of faith. We do what He commands us to do, and we do it wholeheartedly. I do want to read a verse of scripture before we leave. I want to read this, what David said. Quickly, Psalms 139. I will read it. You can listen. Verse 1, he says, O Yahweh, Thou hast, You've already searched me, and You know me. Now certainly in this hour, we want Yahweh to search us. And we want Him to know us. And when one is known, He understands our character, the characteristics in our lives. There's not one component about us that He doesn't know. And so David, in this testimony of great power, he said, You have searched me, and You know me. You know what I am. Whether I am sincere, my heart is devoted, dedicated unto You. Whether I am a deceitful, lying man, whose desire is to fulfill the lust of my flesh. So he told Yahweh to search me. I have no qualms with that. I won't resist You searching me, because You know me. You have done that, and that's why You know me. And that is what You're always doing. He knows us, believe me. And then he says in the 19th verse of the same chapter, Psalms 139. I like this. He said, there's no doubt about it. Surely Thou will slay the wicked. You are going to destroy every wicked man. And that's the truth. I do not care what nation he is in, he's going to be destroyed. He said, O Yahweh, depart from me therefore, ye bloody men, ye wicked, sinful, corrupt men, whose hearts and hands are tainted with blood, a sin. You hide your sins and your corrupt ways, and yet you hide the blood of that sin on your hands. He said, these wicked men, for they speak against thee wickedly. And when a man speaks against Yahweh, a man is wicked when he has come to an understanding of a certain thing, whether he actually can grasp that. It has nothing to do with it. When the truth is revealed unto a man, it is one saying, well, I'm a Baptist, I'm going to die one. When a man understands the very corruption of his heart, and when he transgresses against Yahweh without any thought or conscience of that, he's a wicked man. He said, they speak against thee wickedly and thine enemies. Now, he tells us what the enemies do. They take his name in vain. And he said, do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate thee. When a man takes his name in vain, it's because he hates him. That's why Israel, as they built their golden calf, he couldn't hear, as Brother Dave reminded us, couldn't speak. It was of the heathenistic nature they had learned in Egypt, because there were many gods in Egypt. He said, do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate thee. How did he know they hated him? Because they despised his name. And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? Brother Dave says, well, you know, I get grieved with that. He said, my heart is vexed. It grieves me. He declared, I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Now, we don't do that. We don't count them our enemies. And then he tells you, always search me, O Yahweh, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in thy way everlasting. Now, they will certainly take Psalms 23 and say that's relevant. Yet they will say this is irrelevant here. Now, every word of Yahweh is pure, and only the servants of Yahweh will love his truth. He said when they take his name in vain, they're his enemies. That's the truth. When a man rejects this truth. You know, I was dealing with that little young Baptist preacher today. Of course, I don't use the Lord and God. I use Yahweh, Messiah. Of course, he did not recoil behind that. There was no resistance in the man. He was not an adversary or any such thing. Of course, he wasn't either. He didn't resist that truth. He did not reject what I said. As a matter of fact, I took them to my house and I showed them we have a continuous stream on the internet. Now, that was his assistant pastor that came with him. And he wanted to know if I can listen to that anytime. I said, certainly you can. Go and listen to it. Let you know about your Baptist ways. They're corrupt. They're wicked. They're going to lead their souls into the dark pit of hell. That's what it's going to do, saints. And there's no doubt about that. And there's one thing about the man, he literally marveled at the place and said, my, what he was saying, I wish I could get them Baptist folks that I'm pastoring to do this. They're not going to do it, but I know it's right. That's what he said, I know it's right. And his heart was just overwhelmed. Sure was. Just overwhelmed to see the hand of Yahweh. Certainly his blessings are here. I'm not cursed because I will not do what the priest did. Reject the name of Yahweh. I won't do that. It's one thing Yahweh's blessed me. He's blessed me to deal with men. I do not care if they're men that are adverse or adversarial. He has blessed me to deal with any kind of man. I know how to deal with them, saints. The simplicity of his wisdom. And you know, the young man began to talk and he said this. You know what he said to me? Now, of course, there are folks that have called them and spoke all kind of evil against me. He said, as a matter of fact, they told me you had the finest house out here. He said, this is your house? I said, this is where I live. It's only 400 square feet in my house. Probably I have 500 total. He said, that's not what they said. But this is what he said. He said, you know, there's a group of them. He talked about one particular family. He said they're in bad shape. They're sick, really. He said, they're pitiful. They're pitiful spiritually. And this is a Baptist preacher talking. He said, they're pitiful financially. He said, they're sick. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to even let them call my house. He said, the things that they've said against you, I said, look, I don't care what they say. At least they ought to tell you the truth. That I'm a man that rebuke. I reprove. I tell folks their sins. I tell them they're wicked. And they're going to hell if they don't get right. I said, I told them that. So I have no compunction with that. None whatsoever.
And it's just that here's a man that his concept and his idea about things are totally different than mine. And yet he had the ability to discern truth and what was right. And this wicked generation has no ability to do that. The judgment of this generation is so corrupt. And Yahweh is going to, he's going to devour you in hell for that. Once a nation go away against judgment, then woe unto that nation. When there is no righteous judgment in a man's heart, then woe unto that man. Is that not something? Because you will judge me differently. And you will judge your corrupt son. A wicked, vile thing that despise you all. Why? And yet you will say, Pastor Robbins is a little too impersonal. He's a little hard. And yet you will not see the egregious thing that that one is doing unto the Father. You're corrupt. You're full of wickedness. You're going to dance and you don't stand still. And that's the truth. So I'm glad when I've always told you when they talk about me, at least they got something to talk about. Their lives are empty. There's nothing there. When he said that to me, he said, I'm telling you, their lives are empty. There's nothing there. This coming from a Baptist. Even he could discern that. That's what he said. He said, and they actually say they love each other. He said, I was standing with one. He said, before I got here, there was one that left his place standing there. There was another one, a woman. I hugged her. And here this man standing here. They did not even look at each other. They would not even say, how are you doing? And I said, do you all not? Or did you all not come out of the same church? He said, that was not even a connection. He said, I was flabbergasted at that, just to see that. Because their hearts have never been right with you all. Why? They don't love each other. This is a vile, wicked, sadistic world. I don't care how you feel or what you think. I know what truth says. I know what scripture says. A man has no ability to love unless he has a righteous law in him. And he must retain the laws of Yahweh. I don't care about their feelings. I don't care what they say. It has nothing to do with it. None whatsoever. And yet this man in his religious practice, he had enough sense to realize even what they're doing is corrupt and wicked. He said, I'm not going to let them call my house. I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, I said, they're not calling you anymore. He said, I've laid that down. And I said, they said, whatever they want to about me, that's all right. That's fine. He was impressed. Sure. Yeah. He was. Why? Because he knows it's right. What he always knows is right. It's not according to the flesh. Your flesh is deceitful. Your heart is deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked. It's a corrupt thing. It's a very vile, insidious thing. It heaps all kinds of corrupt things in it. It does. That's why David said, search me. You know me. If I'm wrong, you will correct me. He wasn't wrong. He wasn't wrong. Not at all. Not one bit at all. Well, Messiah said, pray for your enemies. I believe that. Because you, in doing that, you're going to heap coals of fire upon their head. You're going to reap the wrath of Yahweh. This is a generation that despise him. Their children are given over unto darkness. I say to you all, you parents, I say to all of you, you think they're cuddly? That's good, they are. But you better be God to learn to get on your faces before your eye. In sin did my mother conceive me. And in iniquity was I shapen. For rebellion is just the sin of witchcraft. That's what it means. And stubbornness. This is a stubborn generation. It's as iniquity and idolatry. And because you have rejected the word of Yahweh, I've rejected you from being king over my house. I warned you all, you have begun to get on your faces and cry out. You detest prayer. You're rebellious, you reject any law that governs your flesh. Brother Dave wasn't wrong with what he says. It's become a very sluggish, slothful generation. I was talking to Elder Martin yesterday. We were talking about childbearing. And I said to Elder Martin, I said, your mother, when she had you, she chopped cotton the whole time.
Don't tell me she didn't. She chopped cotton. And she went to the cotton field. She got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, made sure Papa had something cooked. And then before she left the house for the cotton field, she had dinner on. I say, this is a slothful, lazy generation. That's what it is. It lost the sleep unto slumber. And we need to be sober in this hour. Very sober. Not only sober, but diligent and vigilant. It's one that is very slothful. I say, your mama chopped cotton, didn't she? Yeah, I say, and she had you too, and she still chopped cotton. She had one on the back and one on the front, and she still chopped cotton. That's how they did it. And that's the truth. So you better begin, sisters, and you husbands, you better begin to get on your faces and begin to cry out and begin to pray. You better begin to do that. I'm warning you. Because I believe in this hour, unless the parents are sanctified, the mother, the father, then there's a seed, it's the seed of darkness that enters the heart of the child. That's scripture. Don't tell me that Elijah, those little 40 that came out and told him a bald-headed man that when he called for the she-bear Yahweh, said two she-bears don't even cohabitate together. Do you not understand the malnormity, or that is not normal? Two she-bears out, and they tore them all to pieces because they were cursed things. And I don't believe that. Well, they are cursed. That's why they give them over and they sell them unto the powers of darkness. They offer them up to Moloch and Molcham. No, your Baptist preacher's not going to tell you that, your Pentecostal. They're going to satisfy your flesh. We're dealing with a reality that we better get sincere with your way. And our prayer lives better become vibrant and alive. You're slothful. There's a laziness there and a persistence in that spirit. And so it's revealed even in our spiritual walk. And our walk with Him. And so Yahweh must establish in the hearts of those that He ordained a fire in their souls that they may cut with the two-edged sword. Well, what? Well, His word. His truth. And I won't back down for no one. Mm-mm. No man, no woman, nobody. No, I won't. It's amazing that even that Baptist preacher had enough sense to realize he knew that this was right. He wouldn't touch it. He had enough sense to know that it was right. And he wouldn't touch it. Sure he wouldn't. He wouldn't touch it. Even his assistant pastor, boy, he grabbed old pastor, well, man, this... What do we do to get the folks to do this? I said, they're not going to do it. Unless Yahweh does this, it's not going to be done, saints. And in this house, he had those that will receive his truth. Just like when he brought Israel out of Egypt. He destroyed all those. He destroyed them by the hundreds of thousands, by the millions. And he brought a remnant into the promised land. And they still went in and sinned. Now when he takes us into the promised land, we're not going to be able to sin. Because the power of his anointing shall reside in us. We better get sincere with the Father. You better be gone to search your own heart and your own soul and see the corrupt thing that is in there. I don't want you to love me when you can't tell me of my corrupt mannerisms that destroy my heart from loving Yahweh. I don't want no one like that to lead me. I was thinking yesterday as I want to say, Father, please send me a man. I want a man that I can submit on, the man of authority that preaches with the anointing and the unction of the Father. I don't mind submitting. I believe that we must do that. And folks today don't do that. I don't care what Pastor Robert says. You don't. That's why folks go the way they go. I care what the man of Yahweh says. I care what he says. And David said, I hate them because they take your name in vain and they despise you. There are only going to be a few that enter into the kingdom, saints. I say to you mothers and your fathers, you better begin to pray and seek your way. Do you understand that these wicked folks out here, when they see one of you, what they want to do, they want to see what they can get from you. Believe me. And if they discern any kind of corrupt spirit in you, then they want to talk to you. Sure they do. If they saw me, they will hide. They will run. Sure they would. Sure they would. That's the truth. He began to call the names out of those. I said, that's all right. I said, it doesn't make any difference, preacher. I said, I'm all right. Believe me, huh? I'm all right, saints. If Sister Roberts walked out of me today, I'm still all right. I may cry. My heart may be heavy, but I'll get over that. I will. That's how much I love the Father. I'm not going to walk away from him for her. Not in this hour. Because if she walked away from me, then what is she really worth? She's not worth anything to me. She has no value. None. And the same thing with me. She has no value to me. None. She's out of strength. Not at all. So she can turn today. I'm not going to turn. I'm going to turn to him. Why? Because there's a desire in my heart. I don't know how to express it. I can't explain it. But I know it's there. And I know it's real. It's not about me, what I can ascertain or what I can acquire for myself. I don't care about those things. There's nothing in this world that I care about. I don't care about homes, any such thing. I don't want it. I don't want it. And if I was looking for numbers, I could have built this place. I could have built me a place here. And you folks left you right there in Charlotte. Wouldn't have made no difference. Let you struggle. You do your own little thing. Just bring your tithes and your offerings. And I could live that way. I didn't want that. I don't believe in what you always will. And I don't want it today. And I'm not going to live that way. I know what he intended to do. And I know what's his purpose in this labor here. That's why he didn't allow Stair to help me. He didn't allow him to show me. He said, I will do it. I'll never forget that day. When I asked him for help, and I sensed the coldness of this man's spirit. I said, Father, I don't want this. I said, Yahweh. And the Father spoke to my heart. He said, Son, I will show you. And I believe he showed me. He said, I will show you everything to do. I will show you how to do it. I will show you. But the man's heart was very distant and cold. And I could sense that. I said, man, did this? He loved me. It's all right. That's all right. I'll get it done. That's all right. And he got it done too. Sure he did. And do I delight when men speak against me? I really do. It's all right by me. It's all right. They go to the wicked. They do. And so when they see you, they think that they can get something that. Believe me, saints, there are folks out there, if they see certain people here, they won't even go near them. I'm telling you. Because they know what they will get. Touch not the unclean things of this world. No, it's not that they care for you. It's not that. It's not, I don't care what you say. It's not that they love. No, folks don't love me. They don't love me, sister. You think they love me? No, that ain't love. No. Just like Messiah said, the Father said, you love me with your vows. You speak lofty words. Oh, I love you. But your heart, this thing, is far from Yahweh. It is. It is. It is. And this man didn't even know these people really provide some way of relationship or some kind of contact. Why would they do that? Why would he do that? Why? Tell me. Because they were wicked. The seed was in them. I've always said this to this house. That is one thing that Shaitan does. He puts his seed there, or he tries. He always sees there's a fault there. And he always tests that every now and then to see if it's operable. And that's what he did. Oh, they won't do that. They will betray you. How do I know that? Because the scriptures say they will. They betray mama. Mama, daughter-in-law. You can be a fool all you want to. Well, they won't do that to me. You are ignorant. You are a stupid jackass. You're not even a good jackass. Scripture says they're going to do that. Sons against father, father, son, mothers, daughters, daughter-in-law's mother. Don't tell me they won't do that. And if you don't believe that, then you might just throw this piece of trash away then. It has no value at all. Scripture says that. It's either the truth or a lie. Why? Because iniquity abounds in their hearts. They're very iniquitous. Well, I don't believe my sister won't betray me. You know what he said to that, his assistant pastor? That his sister, she's a member of my church. I'm looking at her like, that boy, my sister. That Jezebel is not my sister.
Messiah said, they said, woe, your mother and your brother are outside seeking thee. The scripture says, he lifted up his hand and says, who is my mother? Who is my brother? They that do the will of my father. They that do the will of my father. They that do the will of my father, the same is my mother. The same is my, that whore, that Jezebel is no relationship to me. Because I love him. I love him. If I don't love that one, I love him. They're not my sisters and they're not my brothers. You can reject that. Doesn't make any difference. Warn to our souls that we do. You call the Father a lie. You tell him he's a liar. And so when he says it's not the truth, he meant what he said. He meant for you us to love him with everything. His sister's a member of my church. Well, good, she's a member of his church. She's not a member of the body. She's not my sister. She's a distant thing. She's a beast thing. She's a beast. Beast. A beast. I'm a child of the King. And I believe that emphatically, wholeheartedly, because I stand for his truth. What is truth? His commandments, his laws. That is the truth. Messiah said, think not that I've come to destroy the laws or the prophets, but I came to fulfill them, that they may be full in your heart. May Yahweh bless you. Be encouraged tonight. Get rest. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother David. Of course, I feel like preaching. I feel like preaching a little bit tonight, but that's all right. I pray Yahweh gives me a word of faith on Shabbat. It's something that I've been looking at. You know, Sister Deborah, that's who did it. When I told you all, when I made that statement in service, you know, we need to find out what truly deceive our own hearts. I know the heart is deceitful and the desperately wicked. But why is it that way? Of course, she wrote a little letter to me, but she reminded me of a scripture. I hadn't looked at this one, sister. That was a good one. It was real good. I want to read it, though, before we close. That's a good scripture. I want to read it from both translations from the King. It says here, listen to this. In Romans 7, 8, it says, but sin. That's what it says now. Now, this is a good one here. Now this one didn't come out the woolly back. This one came out of scripture. I've been thinking about this one all week. Since I'm telling the truth. Got the letter. I looked at this thing today. I said, this is good. It says, but sin now, taking occasion by commandment. Sin wrought in me all manners of concupiscence, for without the law, sin was dead. Now it says it here in this, though that's not what I'm looking for. It says that, but verse 11, Romans 7. Yeah, this is it right here. For sin taken occasion by commandment, for sin now, Romans 7, 11, the whole chapter is good. That's a good chapter to preach on, really. It says this, for sin taking, when something is taken to take hold, it takes charge, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it, it slew me. Now I want you to hear this translation. I like this. For sin seized. Sin now seized the opportunity afforded by the commandment. Commandments. Deceived me and by it, it destroyed me. And that's what sin does. If it doesn't see a law to govern you, then it takes occasion. It seizes you. And then it destroys you. When sin is finished, it brings forth death. And it deceives one because they think, what wrong have I done? They've done much wrong. May Yahweh bless you. Father, bless your people. Go with them. Take Sister Dot down the highway safely. Protect you. I pray in Messiah's wonderful name. We bless you. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you.